The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission today failed to allocate voting material to several polling stations countrywide following yesterday's chaotic start to the early voting process. Thousands of early voters from the police, army and ZEC staff applied for special voting ahead of the July 31st national elections as they would not be in their constituencies on voting day. In Mazowe, ballot papers ran out after only six people had cast their votes, while voting started well after midday in Mashingo province because voting material only arrived just before noon. Voting did not take place throughout Mashingo province yesterday owing to ZEC's failure to execute its mandate, and ballot papers had to be flown in this morning to enable voters to cast their ballots. In Harare, ballot papers were also in short supply, resulting in voters spending the whole day in queues with no activity. At the time of going to air, some voters were still in queues at polling stations. At Mount Pleasant Hall polling station, where some irate voters smashed windows in protest of delays by ZEC yesterday to provide voting material, officers were still also waiting to cast their ballots at the time of going to air. Reports from Lupane in Matabele North Province indicate that most voters returned home in the afternoon after failing to cast their ballots due to the absence of voting material. ZEC Deputy Chairperson Joyce Kazembe says her commission will do all it can to ensure those eligible to vote will cast their ballots.
The special vote polling station operates on the basis of an ordinary polling station. If there are people still within the precincts of a polling station that have gotten there before the stipulated time of and beyond that, they will be allowed to vote like in any other ordinary polling station.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe Election Support Network Chairperson Solomon Zwana says the national elections will be a sham if irregularities noted in the two-day special voting exercise are repeated come July 31.
Well, a lot will depend on whether ZEC can up their game. If they can up their game, we remain hopeful that we will be able to have a smooth process. But if they don't attend to the shortcomings that we've highlighted, then we might be in for more chaos on the 31st of July.
Meanwhile, MDCT activists in Marondera today accused ZANU-PF of campaigning within 100 meters of voting stations, which is against the electoral law. President Robert Mugabe was at Rudaka Stadium, where ZANU-PF was holding a star rally ahead of the polls. The activists complained that ZANU-PF supporters were pulling down their party's campaign posters in the area. ZANU-PF chairman for Mashonaland East Province, Ray Kaukonde, denied the allegations. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.